Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, there are many Leaving Cert students making their final CAO choices over the next few weeks, and that can be a really anxious time for students, but it can also bring a lot of financial concern for both them and for their parents. And Eoin McGee is here now, financial planner and author of How to Make Your Money Work. And Eoin, this has been, for a very long time, a period of stress for people looking at, you know, how much is this going to cost? Have I saved enough, or I haven't saved at all?
Yeah, and it is big stress and it's a big cost. Like, if you look at the most recent figures that we would use in private practice, and they're publicly available, it's €13,305 per year per child. Uh-huh. That assumes that the child lives away from home. You can knock about €6,000 or €7,000 off that figure per year if the child lives at home. Mm-hmm. So it is an incredibly expensive time, and it is one of those ones that can kind of creep up on you. Like, the first 10 years of your child's life seem to disappear, and then you go into a different phase, and then all of a sudden they're going to college and you're going, oh, okay, I should have really been prepared for this
financially.
It feels
like a very long time away, and then suddenly it isn't.
It just creeps up on you.
So just go back over those numbers again. So if the child is living out of the home, you're looking at what, about
13,500 euros. €13,305.
And then if they're living at home, about half that.
You take about €6,000 or €7,000 off it, which is basically rent and a few other bits. But you take about €6,000 or €7,000 off that. And that's, remember, that's averages, because I will sometimes be sitting in front of a client and say, oh, no, I have a child in college and it's cost me less than that. Or some people say, I have a child in college and that doesn't cover anywhere near it. So they're the average numbers that are out there. So just be careful. Think about where your child's going to go to college, if you can think that far in advance. And some people are lucky, like they're living in Cork, or they're living in Galway, they're living in Dublin, and there's a couple of places to choose from for third level education. But other people, there will be no choice. The child will have to travel, and you need to build that into your costs.
Okay, so there is help available, though. Yeah. We have a grants system in this country. How does that process work?
So one of the things I will say about the Susie Grant is what it is. If you have a look at it online, the website itself is actually really good. It's really informative. It's very easy to find the information that you want to find out. In terms of what's available, there's a couple of criteria. You need to be living in the country for more than 3 years, or in EU or Switzerland or the UK. In fact, there's an arrangement there as well. So you need to be 3 years or more here, more or less, in Europe. Then you need to be going to an approved course. So the course, obviously, there's certain courses will be approved. Again, a list of them are up there. You also need to be progressing with your education. So if you're going back the Susie Grant, so say you did a year or two of one thing and now you're going back to start something else completely, just be careful at that progression thing. And then it comes down to means and how much you're on. There's two kind of criteria, or two kind of ways it's split out. One is mature students living away from home, and then others is actually kids who are still living at home, even if they are mature. And that's just determining whose income's being assessed. So it's always the individual's income if they've income in their own right. But then is it that person and their parents, or that person and someone who they cohabit with or are married to?
That'll just depend on your circumstances.
And it gets very, very complicated. It depends how many kids there are in the house. Depends how many years your course is going to be. It depends on a whole pile of things. But the top end of it would be a grant of somewhere about €10,000. Now, that's split between a monthly amount that's paid to you in terms of a maintenance fee over 9 months, and then a contribution towards your fees and a couple of other bits. So it's kind of split. And that's the top end of it. And then the bottom end of it is €500. And the salary scale for that is somewhere between 26,000, the top end, right the way up to 100,000 plus if it's just the €500 mm-hmm. that you're getting.
So everybody should check out if they're eligible for anything, because you'll need it.
And there's a really easy calculator to use on the Susie website. It works. I played with it this morning and it works really simple. It's very straightforward. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a quick idea whether you will be entitled to something or not.
Okay, now let's go to some questions from a Sligo listener. Wanted some advice on how to set up an education fund for our grandson. Now, he's less than one, so they're getting in early. You approve of that, I know, from the get-go. We've been having trouble setting up a fund or account for him, which we can add to each month, and that he will then have access to at 18. This is to cover college or whatever he wants to do.
Okay, so this is for their grandson. Is that what they said at the start? Okay, so the first thing to say is, it's interesting because a parent can give a child €335,000 in their lifetime, and there's no problem with gift from that perspective. There's no tax. Grandparents, it drops down to €32,500. So the grandparents can give 32,500 during their lifetime. Interestingly enough, If I pay for my child's education, it doesn't come out of that 335,000. But if granny and granddad pay for the child's education, I'd suggest it does. So what these people need to be careful of is how they set up the account. They need to set it up in such a way that they use up, in any year, any person can give 3,000 euros to any other person in the state. So I can give you 3,000 euros, Claire, and there's no tax implications, mm-hmm. provided we do it within the calendar year. So granny or granddad or granny and granddad can give it to the grandson, and provided it doesn't break 3,000 euros from granny and 3,000 euros from granddad, which is 6,000 euros, well, then there'll be no tax implications whatsoever. But so we would set up a specific account in the child's name, even though they're only one, and the money will go to them. And when they turn 18, they'll be able to access that money, even if granny and granddad don't want them to have it anymore. But the reason why I brought the 335 into it is I don't want parents going that route when it's to pay for college. Because if it's a parent saving for college, the parent saves for it in their own name, because when they use it for college, it won't come out of the 335 allowance.
Okay, so it's really important to mention that. I wonder why they say they've been having trouble setting up a funder account for him.
There's a couple of things. First of all, it could be maybe they're trying to keep it quiet from him. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing, but you're going to have to just suck it up there, because you do want to make sure that the account is set up in their names to use up that annual gift allowance. You put it in the child's name. It has to be in the child's name. Sometimes it depends on where you're trying to set it up. Some banks may not be able to do it. But one of the other points I would make here is that child is one. That's a long-term goal. Don't use a short-term vehicle for a long-term goal. A short-term vehicle is a bank account, Anpost or credit union account. Use a long-term vehicle for a long-term goal, not a short-term vehicle. What's a long-term vehicle? You need to invest it. Because if you don't invest it, and I'm talking about scary stuff that people often run away from, like shares and things like that, if you don't invest it, you are not going to keep pace with inflation, and you're going to have to put significantly more in on a month-to-month basis to try and make a decent contribution towards college, or you're just going to fall short.
Okay, so can we come to people who are in a fortunate enough position to be able to save in just a moment? The people who are caught short now in September and just don't have the money and need the money.
Yes.
Panic, produce the credit card. I know you're going to say don't do that.
Yeah.
But say you do need to borrow. Like, what do you do?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't borrow the credit card. Like, the easiest way to get a loan is always the most expensive. So credit cards are really easy. Yeah. You tap them, you've got the loan in your pocket straight away, done. And that's typically up to 22.9%. And that's very expensive, okay? Mm. And so you need to just take a step back. And if you're looking at it already and you're saying, in August, I'm going to need to borrow money, start the process now. Doing anything between now and September is better than doing August or September is better than doing nothing. But then shop around for the loan. Try and figure out, the more time you have to figure out, is it going to be the credit union? Is it going to be your bank? Where's the best place to borrow it? And if you're borrowing for the first year's fees, let's assume you're borrowing 13,000 euros to cover the first year in full. Try, if you can at all, borrow it over 6 months, not 12 months. Now, this is ideal, right? But anything is better than nothing. If you borrow over 6 months, you pay it back over 6 months, and then you save for the second 6 months, so you're not borrowing next year again. Now, even if it's 11 months, even if it's 10 months, if it's anything less than 12 months, what you're doing is you're making the problem next year a little bit less than it would have been if you had it borrowed over 12 months and had to borrow again immediately.
I see what you mean.
And that applies exactly the same when we're standing in the schoolyard in secondary and primary school. If you're next September, if the figures remain the same from last year, next September, if you're standing in the schoolyard and you've got two parents standing beside mm-hmm. you and you haven't borrowed, one of the other two have, because one in three people will borrow for back to school. And what I would try and do is just cut down how long the loan is so that you can save the rest of the time that you have left before you have to borrow again.
So we mentioned people who can save, and I have somebody in touch with us who is putting aside the child benefit for the two young children that they have, so that they will have a pot of money when they're older. Currently we have it in the credit union, but the return is terrible. Have you any advice for where to put it? That is a great position that they're in if they can do that.
Yep.
And we understand not everybody can, but what should they be doing with that money?
Yeah, we understand that not everybody can do that. The other thing I'd say is if you can't do it, there's no guilt in the fact that you spend the children's allowance or child benefit on the kids. That's what you were given it for, is to spend it on the kids. So if you're in the lucky position, you're able to put it away. Probably the biggest mistake I see new clients coming to me with is that they are doing exactly what that person's doing. And it's back to what I said a second ago. We're using a short-term vehicle for a long-term goal. Credit union is a short-term vehicle. So is Anpost. So is a bank account. And what you're doing there is you're making your life harder. And let's just run the maths here just very quickly, Claire. If you put 140 euros a month aside for 18 years, let's ignore tax, right? And you put it aside for 18 years. In 18 years' time, if you manage to get 1% a year out of the bank on average, you're going to end up with just over 33,000 euros in your bank account. Okay, That's if you did it for the entire life of the child and they're going to college on their 18th birthday. 33,000. Remember, it's 13,000 euros a year. We're not getting to the end of third year here with that 33,000, right? If you invest it and you put it into, we'll come back to what type of investment in one second. If you invest and you get 4%, you're up to just over 44,000.
Big difference.
I handpicked, but I did the opposite. I didn't handpick. I randomly picked a fund that was available to one of Irish investors in 2006. When I saw it was 2006, 18, you're people who were born in 2006 or 18 this year, right? It was 2006. Oh my God. But the 2006 to today, 66,000 euros. You just need to make sure your money is working as hard as you are to get it.
Okay.
Get it working hard.
Get saving, get the money working for you, Owen. Thank you so much. That's Owen McGee.